Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, after just telling you yesterday about that mugging at Central Park near 59th and 5th, another robbery in the park.
In this latest incident, two 20-year-old men have their chain snatched and vape pipes stolen West 62nd and the West Drive last night. Two teenagers, around 16, the suspects. Longtime park goers like Jerome have had enough.
Police coverage, drone coverage, that's really only part of the problem. The park's archaic in terms of its technology. The same problem we have at the crosswalks is reflected by the lack of cameras.
Mark, he's been coming to the park for 6 decades.
Yeah, people are talking about it, and I have two dogs. I live right across the street from the park. This is an oasis for the city and iconic for the world. And at this point, I don't walk my dogs in the park anymore.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on the West Drive.
Police have released new footage of a suspect accused of a robbery spree that targets victims with Rolexes and other high-end watches. Police say the man is suspected in 3 robberies so far, all in Manhattan, over the past 2 months. In each case, cops say the man approached the victims from behind, put them in a chokehold, and then stole their watch. The most recent incident last week happened at the 14th Street 1 train station. This subway rider told 1010 Winds he's concerned.
I don't really want to hear that. It's terrible to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that, because that's very bad for the city itself, because you want to be safe.
Anyone with any information about these incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Brooklyn man has been arrested for breaking into the home of his Muslim neighbor, bashing him with a mallet, and desecrating a Quran. Police say that 41-year-old Isaac Kadosh actually waged a hate campaign against his neighbor, Tibera Ahmed, over months, slashing Ahmed's tires in March, in May punching Ahmed in the head and pushing him to the ground, leaving him with broken ribs. Cops also accused Kadosh of making multiple death threats, pouring white powder on Ahmed's door. And that was all before breaking into his home on Carroll Street near Schenectady Avenue in this latest incident. Kadosh has been charged with more than 40 criminal offenses, many of them hate crimes, including attempted murder. Nassau County is set to sign its new mask ban into law.
This bill will be signed into law later today. It will ban a person from wearing a mask in public here in Nassau County unless you are wearing it for religious or health purposes. Supporters say it will prevent people from wearing a mask to commit a hate or other crime, but there are many against this ban, including Jody Cass Finkel of Nassau Residents for Good Government. She says the law will get overturned.
It essentially makes police officers read people's minds to determine what's the intent? Why is somebody wearing a face mask? How inappropriate is that? I mean, besides it being unconstitutional.
The police commissioner says officers will not just go up to a person and arrest them. They will ask questions first and talk to them and find out why they are wearing a mask. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Door malfunctions on LIRR trains continue to be the bane of Long Island train riders. The number of delays on the LIRR caused by train doors were up 79% in the first half of 2024 compared with the same period last year. And it's leading to rising calls to modernize the train's aging fleet. The railroad has been trying to retire the old cars, but it's been forced to keep them around because of delays in the procurement of new train cars to replace those. Transit advocates also say the delay of congestion pricing means there won't be the revenue that could have helped that problem. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell is calling on New York to change its sanctuary city laws following the arrest of 2 migrants who were accused of raping a woman in Coney Island. Chell tells CBS2 the current laws allow some violent criminals to avoid deportation.
Most of them are here for the American dream, but there's a small portion that are not. We don't care what your status is. You commit a violent crime, there's got to be consequences for it. And we're just looking for local government to maybe make that adjustment to those laws to really, at the end of the day, this all falls under the banner of keeping people safe.
Chell feels the law should be changed to allow the NYPD to collaborate with ICE when a migrant is convicted of a violent crime. Mayor Adams called yesterday Yesterday, he called the Coney Island case despicable and said he's frustrated with the current laws. Adams says he plans to talk to party leaders at the Democratic National Convention next week about issues that include immigration and public safety. Well, you'll soon see more private security guards at subway stations. The MTA is doubling the guards posted near turnstiles and emergency exits to combat fare beaters. The city.nyc reports that the transit agency expects to spend more than $35 million on unarmed guards through next year. While that may seem like a high price, it's estimated that fare evasion on buses, subways, commuter rails, and toll crossings costs the MTA between $700 and $800 million every year. A Long Island woman is using her husband's death to help spread the word about the importance of organ donation.
Maritza Mora misses her husband, Mark, every moment of every day.
And every day it gets harder to keep going and knowing that Mark's not around. It brings so much peace to me knowing that there's other families out there that don't have to have that now.
In May, Mark died after having a heart attack, his organs donated to six people. Mark was a volunteer firefighter in Yaphank. One of the six is an NYPD retired detective and September 11th first responder. Maritza spoke with his wife.
You know, I told her, I said, you have a big piece of my heart.
She is urging people to donate their organs.
This is something that Mark had spoken to me about. He always said, you know, once we die, our body's just a shell.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.